You are listening to Western Iowa's information leader, KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones, here with your midday news for Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Motor fuel prices in Iowa were mostly unchanged over the past week, according to the Iowa Department of Agriculture and AAA Iowa. As of Wednesday, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline was $3.32, down 1 cent on the week and 20 cents below prices from a year ago. The national average took a different tack, rising 4 cents to $3.66 per gallon. Retail diesel prices in Iowa held steady at $3.79 per gallon, compared to $3.96 per gallon last year. The national average held 27 cents above local prices at $4.06 per gallon. Wholesale ethanol was unchanged from $2.16. In heating fuels, natural gas prices at the Henry Hub reporting site slid 21 cents to $1.67 per MMBTU. According to data released by Iowa Workforce Development today, the state's unemployment rate dropped to 2.9% in March, down from February's revised rate of 3%. In raw figures, the total numbers of Iowans on unemployment dropped from 52,000 in February to 48,700 in March. Despite this positive trend, the state's labor force participation rate dipped to 67% from 67.2% in February. Iowa Workforce Development Executive Director Beth Townsend says March unemployment figures indicate steady progress across Iowa's economy. Construction expanded for the fifth straight month, while Iowa employers added more than 4,000 jobs in March. This month's increase followed a historically large increase last month of over 11,000 added jobs and was fueled by private service industries ramping up payrolls. With more than 60,000 jobs currently posted on iowaworks.gov, it is clear that employers continue to look for Iowa workers. Professional and business services saw the most significant increase in March, adding 2,200 jobs, primarily in the administrative support and waste management sectors. Although the number of working Iowans decreased slightly to 1,648,200 in March, non-farm employment increased by 4,400 jobs, reaching 1,612,500 jobs. Local unemployment numbers are expected to be released early next week. For more information on Iowa's labor force, you can follow the link included with this story on our website. The United Way of Carroll is gearing up for its annual baby drive this weekend, which aims to help young families here in the area. United Way Executive Director Jen Munson says the drive started 5 years ago and has become one of the most popular community-led events.
Actually, it came from the Carroll County NEF actually reached out to us and said we're low on baby items. That's how it started. And we linked it to Mother's Day and having it in May. And it has changed now, trying to go around like different big events in the community so that more people can participate. It has turned into a community event that a lot of people participate in.
The in-person drive will be held on Friday and Saturday at the Carroll Fairway and Carroll Walmart. Munson says they'll have bins at those sites for people to donate all types of baby-related products.
We are looking for baby wash and lotion, diapers, any size, pull-ups, any size, formula, white blankets, feeding supplies. Diaper cream is a big one, and so are like onesies, socks, hooded towels.
Munson credits the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program and United Way members for taking time out of their weekends to support their community. She says they also have alternate options for individuals who can't make it to either location on Friday or Saturday.
This year we tried to hit outskirts of Carroll County too, so that the drop-off was easier. So a New Way Forward in Coon Rapids is a drop-off area, and so is the Glidden Library this year. That was real successful last year. The Crossroads Nutrition in Carroll is a drop-off site, so is Westside State Bank. And then we have two daycares helping us again this year, and that's Breida and Carroll Child Care Center, where they have a donation box at the center.
Items must be left at the alternate sites by the end of business on Friday. Monetary and material donations are delivered to local organizations that support young families, including the Carroll County Nest, Family Resource Center, Carroll County Family Development Center, and New Creation Pregnancy Resource Center. Last year's United Way of Carroll Baby Drive collected over $2,000 in cash donations and more than 1,000 baby items. More information on volunteer opportunities and details on how to get more involved with United Way of Carroll are included with this story on our website. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg announced today the recipients of Choose Iowa Dairy Innovation Grants, which aim to enhance on-farm dairy processing and incorporate labor-saving technology. Among the 20 dairies selected, Chad Fertig of Wall Lake received $35,000 to expand the milking parlor at the Fertig family farm. The Choose Iowa Dairy Innovation Grant Program is part of a broader initiative to promote local Iowa products and assist dairies in acquiring new processing equipment or adopting labor-saving technology. Recipients were selected through a competitive process with grant requests exceeding available funding. Projects funded include on-farm processing enhancements and the implementation of various labor-reducing technologies, such as milking robots, individual cow monitoring systems, and automated feed pushers. The program was created to support smaller dairies and farmers, requiring recipients to have fewer than 50 employees and be in good standing with regulatory agencies. With each project matched up to $100,000, the overall budget of $750,000 leverages an investment of over $2.2 million across the 20 awarded grants. A complete list of the recipients is included with this story online. And we will need to step away here for just a moment. Stick around. We've got more news on the way after this on KCIM.
Attention area livestock producers. Wall Lake Lumber just received two loads of highway guardrail. This item has been hard to source, but we are fully stocked right now, along with a large inventory of top quality railroad ties. We have everything you need on the ground, ready to go for all your feedlot needs. Hurry into one of our four locations while supplies last. Wall Lake, Lakeview, Odebolt, and Carroll Lumber.
We appreciate the time and hard work spent every day by our local farmers. Lens Insurance and Grinnell Mutual thank all the farmers out there for their dedication during this year's planting season. It's an honor to serve you with quality insurance coverages you can rely on. Trust in farming. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Lens Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 792-1700 today for all your insurance needs.
Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. During Monday's meeting, the IKM Manning Board of Education unanimously voted to raise salaries for the upcoming school year for non-certified staff and principals in the district. It was presented during that meeting to increase the pay for associates, secretaries, bus drivers, custodians, and nutrition workers by $1 per hour. This wage increase will be applied to the 60 positions currently employed by the district and will include an increase to FICA, IPERS, as well as the total benefits offered. The year-round or salaried position contracts, as well as the principals, will see an increase to their wages as well, and benefit packages, too, by 3.3%. For the next school year, the district is looking to spend an additional $112,690 in wage and benefits increases, with $101,891 used for the non-certified staff and the remainder for the principals. With just a few days left until the t-shirt deadline, the St. Anthony Regional Hospital Mental Health Matters Committee wants to remind everyone to register for their upcoming third annual 5K run and walk by this Friday. The 3.1-mile trek will be on Saturday, May 4th, starting at 9 a.m. with registration at 8 a.m. Committee member Brandy Stroutman says the run and walk will not be the only thing happening during that event.
So Angelo will kick that off with a reflection slash prayer. We'll have the national anthem. Really nice moment. Everyone's gathered and we kind of unite there. And then they are free to run, walk, however long it takes them. Once they come back, there's going to be snacks and some pizza. If they hadn't had a chance to browse the silent auction items, they can do that at that time or make sure that their bid is still the highest because that will close at 10:30. Silent auction winners will be announced right then. You don't have to be present to take your prize with you. There will also be vendors there within the mental health community. So think resources and that people can browse and talk to.
Chaplain Angelo Luis came up with the idea for the event to raise awareness for mental health, and Stroutman says it has only grown over the past 3 years.
I asked Debbie if we can raise awareness for mental health, and I thought a 5K, I mean, I love to run. That's my mental health space, and I wanted to share that with the community. So I asked Deb if we could have an event surrounding like physical activity and physical activity helping with mental health. So that's how it started.
From there, we had a small working committee at St. Anthony to help get the first 5K going, and we had a great turnout at that event. From there, we decided to make it an annual event, and that committee has stuck together for 3 years. We already have over 150 people registered for this event so far.
There is a registration fee of $20, which Stroutman says, combined with the proceeds from the silent auction, helps provide mental health treatment in the community.
What's great about this event is all that money stays local. and it gets used for the needs of the mental health community. So that committee stays together, and they are basically the liaison to decide where those funds go. We have requests coming in, and then they give the approval on those funds, but they all stay here locally and help truly the needs of our local mental health community.
Some of those funds have been used for, like, transportation, mental health medication. When they need help, we're able to give them that.
Again, the St. Anthony Regional Hospital's third annual Mental Health Matters 5K Run and Walk will be on Saturday, May 4th, starting at 9 a.m. out at the Carroll Middle School. Those wishing to receive a T-shirt must be registered by this Friday. Otherwise, registration will be accepted up until the day of the event. Everyone's invited to participate or cheer on their loved ones, running or walking. Children under the age of 12 are free to join in the 5K without registration. Stroutman and Louise thank everyone on behalf of the St. Anthony Mental Health Matters Committee for their continued support and hope to make this event the biggest one yet. And during a national competition held a few weeks ago, a Kemper Catholic sophomore was selected to represent the state of Iowa for her Faith in Action Knights of Columbus essay. Reagan Geringer, daughter of Ted and Karen Geringer of Carroll, were chosen from four other Kemper students recognized by the Knights of Columbus Council for their faith-based essays to move on to the state level for the competition. This year's topic was, how can the church evangelize in the digital age? Each student wrote a 500 to 750 word essay, being judged on grammar, style, and the presentation of the theme, while showcasing creativity and imagination throughout the topic. Geringer provided statistics on teen internet and social media usage in her essay. She says if users would use social media to share testimonies, the gospel, and the goodness of Christ, followers would be a Catholic by action instead of being a Catholic by name. Geringer was selected at the state level from 120 other Knights of Columbus Council nominees to compete at the national competition. While Geringer was not selected as a winner for that national contest, Grand Knight for the Charles Carroll Knights of Columbus Council, Jason Schwarty, was extremely proud to have a local student selected to represent Iowa in the first year that this council has offered the opportunity to local students. Jeff Hughes, the English and speech teacher at Kemper Catholic, says, "I'm extremely proud of each of these young people and so excited to see them express their ideas, insights, and convictions within these types of essays." The other four Kemper Catholic students honored with Geringer are Megan Keese, Simon Pedig, Thomas Bottebaum, and Brendan Vanami. And that is going to be wrapping up your KCIM Midday News for Thursday, April 18th, 2024. For these stories and many more, check us out online by following us on Facebook and X, online at 1380kcim.com, or through the Carroll Broadcasting mobile app. I'm Nathan Cones, reporting.